Welcome to the Heart Matters Podcast with your host, Ibn Leon. Join us as we explore the intricacies of spirituality and self-improvement. Gain a fresh perspective on enhancing your spiritual, emotional, and mental well-being through the fusion of spirituality and self-improvement. Enjoy Ibn's engaging conversations with guests from diverse backgrounds. They share unique perspectives on personal growth and holistic health. From spiritual leaders to relationship experts, entrepreneurs to creatives, each episode delivers knowledge and inspiration. Tune in to the Heart Matters Podcast for profound conversations and practical advice, empowering you to live your best life. Chapter 5, Inspiring Stories. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Heart Matters Podcast. I am your host, relationship coach Lewis Morris. It is my belief that the vessel, meaning the heart, can only pour out that which it contains. Therefore, it is upon us to place those things that are good and beneficial into the heart in order for us to emanate them out into the world and attract those things and those people that will enhance our lives. I help the couples, singles, lead with their heart in intimate relationships and navigate through them with spirituality, love, intimacy, and trust. If any of you are interested in seeing how that looks and you would like to work with me with the heart method, go to my link tree, which is linktr.ee/LOUISMORRIS, and schedule your free 30-minute consultation call. I'd like to welcome you guys in for another episode. It is important that we talk about marriage. I've fielded a couple of questions about this issue recently, and it is important that we deal with the issue of marriage. The marriage rate has decreased substantially, and the divorce rate has risen substantially since the 2020 pandemic. And the numbers have gotten worse since then. So I fielded a question recently about why so many people are not getting married. The number one issue that people avoid marriage is money. And there's two things involved in that. There's two things. One, they don't think that they have enough of it. That's one. And two, they are thinking about the marriage ending before it starts. So whoever has money in the marriage, they are worrying about the other person wanting to take most of their money or half of their money. These are the two main issues as to why people do not get married in a strong rate during this time. There are other issues. There are other reasons why people don't get married. But those are the two main issues. Why people
don't get married. So in other words, the main issue is money, whether it's people thinking they don't have enough or they're thinking about how the money is going to be split when they get divorced, which is another problem all in itself. But these are the issues. Now, I want to be clear about a couple of things here. For the men who listen to my content, podcasts, reels, whatever, I implore you, do not get married unless and until you are in a financial situation where you can amply take care of yourself, your wife, your children, and all of the financial responsibilities. Why am I saying this? I am saying this for many reasons, but the main reason is that there is a verse in the recital, and it states what is translated, the men are the protectors and the maintainers of the women. This is the main reason I'm saying this here. Understand something, for the men and the women, this is part of the masculine responsibility. Oh, well, coach, what about if the woman has more money than I do? What does that have to do with you? Nothing. It has nothing to do with you. Her money is just that. It's her money. Your money belongs to the family. Let's be clear about this here. Why? Because you're the man. Your responsibility is to take care of the family. Your responsibility is to take care of all of the financial responsibilities that you, your wife, your children, your household have. That is part of masculinity. It's part of it. Now, understand something. Many men may not like that. May not want to hear that. But it is part of your responsibility as the man. It is part of manhood. Her money is her money. Your money belongs to the family. It doesn't mean, I'm not saying you don't save money and stuff. That's not what I'm talking about here. What I'm saying is that the financial responsibilities that exist in your family unit, they fall on you. Unless there's a situation where you lose your financial footing for a period of time, because men, they like, you know, things happen, you know, they get laid off or whatever, they find something else and they get back on their feet. We get up like that. Fall down 6 times, you get up 7. This is part of it. This is also part of the manly responsibility. It's just part of it. But what if, and I'm going to give you more as to where I'm coming from with this. But let's field this question before we go any further. What if my wife makes more than me? What if my wife makes more money than I do? Short answer, your responsibility does not change. You must take care of all of the financial responsibilities that the family has. If she wants to help out, she can. But let's be clear, she doesn't have to. She doesn't have to. Just as the tradition states, the best charity, mind you, this is what the tradition states. It says charity, meaning it's voluntary. She doesn't have to do it. The best charity that a woman can give is the charity that she gives to her husband. So if she wants to help out, no problem. You don't deny her the right to help out. If she says to you, listen, honey, you know, I know, you know, the electric bill is a little high this month, you know what I'm saying? Would you know, I could pay that if it's okay. Okay. No problem. It's charity. You're not asking her to pay. You got it. This is why I mentioned at the beginning that men should not get married until they are in a financial situation where they can fulfill their financial responsibilities to the family that they are building. What does this have to do with what I talked about initially, which is people not wanting to get married because of money? What does this have to do with anything? There's a couple of things here. One, if the woman is making more money than you are and you're taking care of everything, bills, all of that, all the financial responsibilities. If, and we shouldn't think about this before we get married, we shouldn't be thinking about divorce before we get married. That's bad. But if a divorce happens to take place, she has her money. She has money. She has it because she didn't have to spend any of her money on a family. She didn't have to do that. And at the same time, the husband is giving the wife money so that she can buy clothes for herself, so she can buy clothes for the kids, so she can grocery shop. He's giving her money to do all that. He's placing the money in her hand so she can get clothes for herself and clothes for the kids. And like this, he's giving her money, even though she has money. Has nothing to do with your money. Now, understand something. I get it that sometimes because, and I talked about this a lot recently, and I'm going to continue to talk about this because I think it's essential. Because we have gotten into this Instagram, TikTok type of thing. A lot of things have developed because of these things in relationships. And one of them is that we're leading with our intellect instead of our hearts in relationships. Because if we really lead with our hearts and relationships, one, most problems in marriages can be worked out if we have this mercy and this affection in our hearts for the person that we're in the marriage with. Most things can be worked out, unless they're non-negotiables. We've talked about this in the past. If they're non-negotiables, that's something else. But if they're just regular marital discord, if we lead with the heart, we can work those things out. But even if we can't, even if two people cannot stay together, which happens, if you loved one another with your whole heart during the marriage, the vindictiveness will not be there during the divorce proceedings. It won't be there because you put your heart and your soul into the marriage and it just didn't work out. Many times when money becomes an issue when two people split, it's because of vindictiveness. One person wants to hurt the other person, or both people want to hurt each other. This is a problem. Oh, well, can this be eliminated? Of course it can. This is why we are advocating, we are pushing, we are promoting, we are teaching, we are advising. Lead in relationships and marriage with your heart. Learn how to do that. We will teach you how to do it. It's not impossible. It's easy to do. You just have to go through the examination. But it is better to do that because it is easier when you lead with your heart in relationship to navigate the relationship. It's easier. Doesn't mean it won't be difficulty in it. It's going to be, because that's life. As we talked about in the past, God has created everything in pairs. So you have gentleness and you have difficulty. It's going to happen. In marriage and relationships, you're going to have that. But when you're coming from the heart with good intentions, and sincerity, and with honesty and truthfulness, all these actions are actions of the heart. It is easier to navigate relationships, and it will be easier to navigate a separation or divorce because of what exists in the heart for the other person. So money will not become an issue like that where it is weaponized. It won't. It won't. Because the people that were involved were compassionate enough and affectionate enough with one another that even when they split, it's going to be cordial. There's going to be some respectability. And that's the way it should be. If there has to be a split. But mind you, and let's be clear, you shouldn't be thinking about divorce before you even get married. You shouldn't even be thinking about divorce during your marriage. You shouldn't be thinking about that. Unless, again, there's some non-negotiables or a non-negotiable that has been violated. That's a different issue, different talk altogether. But the number one reason why people, and I've talked to people about this. This is not like supposition. I'm not like, you know, just pulling stuff out of the air. I've talked to people. Why do you have this position about marriage? And 99% of them start talking about money. 99%, they start talking about money. I asked you about marriage. I didn't ask you about money. That's not. It's not what I asked you. I asked you about marriage. I didn't ask you about money. But this is the number one impediment that keeps people from marrying. Money. It's number one. And that is a problem. Like I mentioned, there are other issues, but money is the main one. But for the men, understand something. And I want the men and the women to really think about what I'm saying here. Men have this responsibility not only to provide, protect, maintain, but they also have the responsibility to set the tone and vision for themselves, their spouse, and the family unit. It's your responsibility to do that. It's your responsibility. Because I put up a reel and someone responded and said, oh, you know, in a healthy relationship, you know, there's no one leading. This is not true. This is not true. In every single walk of life, there's leadership. I don't care what walk of life it is. There's leadership. You go all the way down to the insect world. There are worker bees, and then there's the queen bee. There are worker ants, and then there's the ant that gives everybody else's instructions. There's the leadership. It's the way it works in life. There's generals. There's lieutenants. You have a chain of command. There's the CEO. There's the COO in companies. There's a chain. Relationships are no different. They're no different. Someone has to lead. And as I quoted the verse in the recital, the men are the protectors and maintainers of the women, leaders. Okay, if you don't want to lead, okay, then get out the way then. And let her get out the way. Get out the way so she can find someone. So that she can find someone who will bring that masculine energy that she whose vision she can respect and follow. Get out the way and let him do it if you don't want to do it. But no, it's your job to do it. It's your responsibility, even if you don't want to accept it. It's your responsibility to do that. It's yours. Let's be clear about that. It's yours. Now, what am I coming with here? Why am I coming with all this here? Besides the verse, why am I coming with this? Let's go back again. I'm going to take you back again to the prophets and messengers and their disciples and their companions. Take you back. Their prophets and messengers whose wives were wealthy. They weren't. Prophets were, all of them were shepherds at one point, carpenters. Traders. Their wives? Wealthy. Who took care of the financial responsibilities of the family? The husband. Husband did. It didn't matter that his wife was wealthy. No, that's her money. The disciples and the companions of those prophets, they were the same way. They were the same way. They were the same way. Some of their wives were wealthy. Who took care of the financial responsibilities of the family? The husband. Who had the vision for the family? Husband. What is the problem here? Why is this an issue? It's not. Because mind you, this is, and I'm in here. Mind you, we may not see it because we're looking at things that is distorting our view. We're looking at things that's distorting our view. But mind you, the majority, again, because of the convolution of this time, you'll have outliers. But 99% of the women, they want to be feminine. They want to live and exist and thrive in their feminine energy. They want to do that. They're not trying to be men. No, they love being women. And they love being in that space. But unfortunately, for many of the women who want that, they've been so abused and treated badly and not been able to rest in their feminine nature. They've been forced to do other than that. But it doesn't mean they don't want to do it. Don't mean that. It's just that the guy or the guys that they have been in intimate relationship with didn't understand and manifest their responsibility as men. That's the reality of it. And the men who are comfortable with their responsibility of taking care of business. Many of them have been used and abused by women who didn't want to accept the role that they had to play and they wanted to do something else. So that particular man who was displaying and living in his masculinity, he had to cut her loose. He had to let her go. Because that wasn't the woman that he could build with. That wasn't the woman who was going to be respectful to his vision. She wasn't the one for that. This is one of the reasons I'm always talking about these things. Because when we understand this better, this morsel of flesh, what is inside here that we were created upon from a natural disposition standpoint, it makes marriage and relationships easier. Because there's balance. There's balance there. If you have any questions or comments about anything that you see me post, that you hear on any of my content, then reach out to me. You can reach out to me at the on the back of the website, lewismarscoaching.com. You can reach out to me on social media, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. Love to hear from the audience. Questions, comments, it's all good. Looking to put your heart back into your relationship realm, whether it's in your marriage or in your singleness, reach out to me. Go to my link tree, linktr.ee/LUISMORRIS, and schedule your free 30-minute consultation call, and we can go from there. All of the things that we have at the Heart Matters brand are available on the link tree. We have the apparel. We have the Patreon page where the Love Cultivation course is available. 6 videos where we're talking about everything from good intentions to the proper way to communicate in an intimate union. But it's only available on Patreon. Go over to my link tree and you'll find the Patreon page. Become a patron of Lewis Morris and receive the Love Cultivation course, early access to podcasts, episodes, and blog posts, and exclusive content. Also, we have the apparel from the Heart Matters brand, which is available on Bonfire. And we have the book, The Patterns of the Power Couple. It is in paperback and in audio. That's also on the link tree. And we have the 10 Relationship Tips audio series, which I've gotten some awesome reviews. People have ordered it and they just, you know, they send me messages on Instagram and they just rave about the 10 relationship tips. So it's one of the things that people are really enjoying from the Heart Matters brand. So if you're interested in, you know, getting the 10 relationship tips, it's also available on my link tree, which is linktr.ee/LUISMORRIS. I thank you guys for all of your support. Please like, follow, share, and subscribe to the Heart Matters podcast so that we can extend our reach to more people. Once again, I thank you guys for all of your support, and I will speak to you again soon.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Heart Matters podcast. For relationship, spiritual, coaching, and resources, go to the Heart Matters brand link tree, which is linktr.ee/LUISMORRIS. That's linktr.ee/LUISMORRIS. And we will see you again soon.